lot of you are probably going to be shocked by this, but religion has repressed human sexuality for quite some time. For instance, homosexuals and, I guess, bisexuals, pansexuals, pretty much any sexual but hetero, has been kept from expressing their love and their lust for pretty much all of Western history. The Catholic Church has, of course, for years frowned on any sex that isn't missionary and for the express purpose of procreation, even if you're married. But that's another thing. Most churches say that unless you're married, you can't have sex. And once you're married, if you decide you don't like your partner, if you don't like the sex, or you don't like any other aspect, you can't get a divorce because that would piss God off. Many churches say that masturbation is a sin and that it's unhealthy, all because some guy in the Bible spilled his seed on the ground and God got pissed and shoved a lightning bolt up the poor fella's ass. And of course, women, for most of Western history, have had no rights when it comes to sex at all. You marry who we tell you to, and you do whatever the hell he says. Your husband is your master, basically. That's the mantra. That's been the case for most of human history, and largely due to religious dogmas. Recently, a great example of sexual repression by religion has come to my attention. There was a religious girl, she was attending a conference, and she got into an elevator with an acquaintance of hers, and this acquaintance basically said to her, "Hey, you want to come back to my room, get a cup of coffee?" And, you know, of course, most people in this situation would just be like, "No thanks," and then they go their separate way. But she decided that because of her religious programming, it was appropriate to lambast this guy publicly in a video as a degenerate pervert. Now, you might be wondering what religion this girl belongs to. Well, she happens to be a member of the Church of Radical Atheist Feminism.
The response was really fascinating. The response at the conference itself was wonderful. There were a ton of great feminists there, male and female, and also just open-minded people who had maybe never really considered the way that women are treated in this community.
Yeah, that's a good one, ain't it? It's got an interesting dogma that says that men are slime no matter what they do, unless they're basically behaving like castrated asexual imps that just kind of, "Yeah, uh-huh. Ooh, the pretty lady, she talking, and that's all I need to know." The girl's name is Rebecca Watson, and it's quite fortunate that her last name is Watson because it really draws attention to the fact that she is no Sherlock Holmes. She does a somewhat popular podcast called the Skept Chick Podcast, and she's actually attracted some pretty big names to her show, like Neil deGrasse Tyson and Adam Savage from Mythbusters. You know, she's no slouch. She has some chops on her, and yet she made this video.
At the bar later that night, actually at 4 in the morning, we were at the hotel bar. 4 a.m., I said, "You know, I've had enough, guys. I'm exhausted. Going to bed." So I walked to the elevator, and a man got on the elevator with me and said, "Don't take this the wrong way, but I find you very interesting, and I would like to talk more. Would you like to come to my hotel room for coffee?" Just a word to the wise here, guys. Don't do that. You know...
I know what a lot of you are probably thinking. You're probably thinking, why am I making a fucking video about this? Who conceivably could give a fuck about some girl being hit on in an elevator? Not even for sure hit on. Just maybe hit on in an elevator. Not even... It wasn't like, "Hey, want some dick?" It was like, "Hey, want some coffee?" Maybe the guy just wanted coffee. But why do we care? Why are we here? Why are we talking about this? Because apparently, the atheist community has no more problems to solve in the world. Apparently, acceptance of atheism is up 100%, and God is off the money, and he's out of the pledge, and all the God-fearing politicians that tell us about how Jesus wants them to run the country this way, they're all out of office. We're all out of problems, folks. Creationism no longer has any foothold in the schools because the entire atheist community apparently feels like it can focus its attention on this. Seriously, folks, P.Z. Myers, one of the guys with the most popular atheist blogs on the internet, decided that this was worthy of his time. And the worst part is, he agrees with her! Yeah, he was treating her like an object, asking for coffee in an elevator, the nerve! He's practically a rapist! And the normally rational D. Landon Cole, whose videos I enjoy very much, he's on her side. Richard Dawkins commented on this. Richard fucking Dawkins commented on this. Although, thankfully, his commentary was actually insightful because he just mocked the situation. He basically said, who gives a fuck about this bitch in the Western world being hit on, maybe, in an elevator? Why does anyone care? Why are we concerned about this? Are there no real problems to fucking worry about anymore in the atheist community? I mean, if you're a fucking atheist and you're part of this community and you have these goals and you have these objectives, why are you wasting your time fucking focusing on this? I mean, I don't give a shit. I'm not like a big part of some atheist community. I'm just a standalone motherfucker, so it doesn't matter for me. But if you are part of something and you believe you're part of this social agenda and you're gonna be part of this great sweeping wave of change, then why are you being bogged down in this nonsense? So here's a question. Why is the YouTube atheist community taking this seriously? Are they that desperate to be thought of as progressive? Do we have to embrace anything that someone says makes us more enlightened? If someone says, hey, enlightened people wear turds on their heads. Oh, see? Yeah, I'm a thinking man. Another question. What's wrong with hitting on a girl? Really, what's wrong with asking a girl for coffee? Even if your objective is, I'm going to stick my dick in this girl, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with consensual, casual sex between two adult people? I don't see the fucking problem. Do you guys see the problem? Can you explain to me the problem? It's not like this guy said, hey, we're gonna have sex and you have no choice in the matter. And it's not even like this guy said, hey, do you wanna have sex? Which I still think would have been okay. But it's, he said, you wanna get some coffee? Maybe the motherfucker just wanted coffee. I mean, seriously. Is there anyone out there who's kind of perplexed by this? I mean, like, this is not an outrageous incident. It's not like, you know, she was in the elevator with like a fucking like renowned fucking atheist and like Steven Pinker or something, and he just like whips out his dick like, yeah, start sucking, bitch. This is a guy asking a girl to his room for coffee, asking if she wants to come to his room for coffee. Oh, you just view me as an object. I'm just a piece of meat to you. Ooh. Does anyone here watching this video right now think for a second that there would be any backlash whatsoever in that situation? What if it was two guys? What if it was a guy and another guy, and they're gay, and one says to the other, wanna get some coffee? Does that mean that gay men view other men as objects? Does that mean that they're sexist against their own sex? Okay, now I know that there must be some people out there watching this video. Maybe it's a lot of you, maybe it's only a few of you, I don't fucking know. But there's bound to be someone watching this video who disagrees with me, who says, yes, she was right to have that reaction, and the atheist community must stand up against sexism and blah, blah, blah.
Don't take this the wrong way, but I find you very interesting and I would like to talk more. Would you like to come to my hotel room for coffee? Just a word to the wise here, guys, don't do that.
Why the fuck not? I have a question for everyone out there. I know there's probably not a lot of you, but some of you probably agree with this girl. Some of you probably agree that guy was way out of fucking line, and he needs the scarlet letter pinned to his fucking chest for life because he's an evil, deranged pervert, and sexism is a rampant problem in the atheist community, and this is the evidence for it. I have a question. How should guys behave when they're around a girl they want to sleep with? Like, do we just never bring it up? I mean, do we try to bring it up even more subtly than want to come back for some coffee? Do we have to like have like a complex network of code words that you know could be understood only in a certain context is what we're actually talking about to maximize the comfort of the girl being hit on? So, because that's the thing, she says, it made me uncomfortable.
I don't really know how else to explain how this makes me incredibly uncomfortable.
Who gives a fuck? Who fucking cares if you you were uncomfortable in a fucking elevator for 12 seconds. Oh, this is an awkward ride. Lord fucking forbid. Lord forbid that there was an awkward tension between you and another human being. Lord knows that's exclusive to girls. Lord knows that there's never been any other situation in the history of mankind where two people shared an awkward moment together. The only difference now, actually, is that now we spend an awkward moment together and we look for the systemic root of the problem. We're gonna solve the problem of awkward moments with strangers in elevators. That's a fucking pandemic! Question. The final question. What is the point in being an atheist if you're going to cling to the dogma of religion? Why would you say, yeah, we don't believe in God, but everything else, we'll take that. Sexual repression, cool. Moral crusades against stupid bullshit, yeah, we'll take that too. Give us 10 of those, actually. Why are this bitch's panties in a bunch about some guy asking her if she wants coffee in an elevator? That's the first thing we need to ask ourselves. The second thing, and the more important thing is, why does everyone give a flying fuck? No one should give a flying fuck. If your fuck is flying around, cut its wings off and staple it to the fucking earth. Because it doesn't belong up there. Atheism is supposed to be a release from the concept, the false idea that there is a God that watches over us every minute of every day. And part of abandoning God means abandoning the dogma, means abandoning the idea that there is this rigid set of rules that we must follow, even though they're completely fucking arbitrary. What is reasonable about pinning a scarlet letter to this guy's chest? What is scientific about declaring that you don't care about human biology, you don't care about the rules of attraction anymore? The only thing you care about is your own comfort, your own feeling of, yeah, this is how the world should be. This is how it ought to be. And anyone who disagrees with me is a misogynist. Anyone who disagrees with me is a sexist. You are the sexist. I call you a sexist because you presume to tell men what to do with their feelings and how to express themselves when it really has no impact on you aside from a moment of discomfort. A moment of discomfort that really only springs from the fact that you have embraced this stupid, tired, disproven ideology. I find you to be sexist because you know damn well that if it was a man and a man in that elevator, if it was a woman and a woman in that elevator, if it was a man and a woman in the elevator but the situation were reversed, you would have no fucking complaints. And you'd be me right now. You'd be up here saying, what a stupid situation the atheist community has cared about. But because the situation can be viewed through the lens of your prejudice and your bigotry, you've decided to make a mountain out of this molehill. It's not even a molehill. You've decided to make a mountain out of a fucking pimple. And not even a big honking pimple, but one of those pimples that you can barely see. You're kind of touching your head and then you feel it and you look in the mirror and you can't even find it for a second, but then you kind of see it and you just like, and you realize it's too small to even pop. That is the insignificance of this fucking situation. And somehow you've gotten Richard Dawkins to comment on your tiny little unnoticeable pimple of an issue. Congratulations for wasting everyone's time.
So thank you for not hiding your misogyny. Thank you for putting it on display.